In this bulletin, firefighters in New South Wales brace for severe fire conditions, at least four killed in a typhoon in the Philippines, and in cricket, Australia names the squad for its upcoming three-test series against New Zealand. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Firefighters in New South Wales are again facing tough conditions with hot, dry and windy weather forecast across the state. Total fire bans are in place for the Greater Hunter region, the northern slopes and the northwest. High fire danger ratings have been issued along the New South Wales coast and in the southern and central ranges. More than 110 fires continue to burn across the state, with more than 50 not yet contained. And Sydneysiders are warned of bushfire smoke likely to cause poor air quality in some areas for a third consecutive day. French President Emmanuel Macron is standing by his comments that NATO is experiencing what he calls brain death. It follows President Donald Trump accusing Mr. Macron of insulting all NATO alliance members in making the comments. A three-day NATO summit is underway in London, with the meeting marking the 70th anniversary of the Security Alliance. Mr. Macron says while he didn't intend to offend anyone, the NATO alliance needs to be updated to ensure all member states contribute equally.
I knew that my statements created some reactions and shake a little bit. A lot of people, I do stand by. And I have to say, when you look at what NATO is and should be, first of all, this is a burden we share. And President Trump just reminded you some figures that the US overinvested decades after decades. And I do share the statement. That's why I'm a strong supporter of a stronger European component in NATO, which is exactly what we are doing.
A powerful typhoon in the Philippines has killed at least four people and forced Manila Airport to close for 12 hours. Typhoon Kamuri landed south of the capital Manila, bringing winds of up to 155 kilometres per hour. At least 200,000 people had to be evacuated from coastal and mountainous areas because of fears of flooding, landslides and storm surges. Australian Richard Martin had his travel plans disrupted.
Yeah, my flight to Australia has been cancelled on Qantas, but I've been transferred to a Cathay flight to Hong Kong and then transferred to Melbourne tomorrow. I can stay in the departure. That's okay. They might put me up in a hotel. I don't know.
A new study has revealed that more than 50% of international students living in shared housing have experienced one or more problems with their accommodation. Researchers from the University of New South Wales and the University of Sydney surveyed almost 6,000 international students and found those living in shared housing most frequently encounter illegal or poor living conditions. The conditions include overcrowding, paying in advance for accommodation that doesn't exist, intimidation or harassment, sudden increases in rent, and unfair eviction. Report co-author Bessina Farbenbloom says problems are most commonly experienced among students who organise their share house through social media or peer-to-peer sharing websites.
Universities and government need to provide housing services that empower international students to actually navigate these online platforms and find decent housing. And we need legal services for those students when they do run into problems. We also need far greater government investigation and enforcement to break the cycles of impunity and hold accountable the many landlords who just keep repeatedly engaging in deceptive and exploitative practices.
A former Melbourne high school principal accused of sexually assaulting female students has had her psychiatric appeal rejected by an Israeli court. The Israeli Supreme Court rejected a request by Melka Leifer's lawyers for a new panel to assess the 52-year-old's mental state in order to determine if she's well enough to be extradited. Ms. Leifer is facing extradition to Australia on 74 charges of sexually assaulting female students during her time at a Melbourne school. Victims supporter Manny Wax has welcomed the court's decision.
The defence's argument was that the court had absolutely no authority or rationale to compel Malka Leifer to undertake yet another panel assessment, psychiatric assessment. What we all already know, that Malka Leifer is faking her illness to avoid extradition to Australia, which is where she needs to go.
In cricket, Australia's selectors have picked a virtually unchanged squad for the New Zealand Test Series. Reserve batsman Cameron Bancroft has been left out of the squad for the three tests, the only alteration to the side, which defeated Pakistan 2-0. Well, now the weather across Australia for today. Perth, mostly sunny, 36 degrees. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 23. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 21. Hobart, a shower or two, 16. Canberra, sunny, 23. Wollongong, smoke haze and wind easing, 26. Sydney, smoke haze and 29. Newcastle, much the same, 31. Brisbane, hot and sunny, 36. Cairns, partly cloudy, 34. And Darwin, similar conditions and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.